next one, hey.
Guns and Brixton.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.
Thank you.
this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I don't know what one means by happy. I'm happy spasmodically.
Happiness is a word for amateurs. Happiness is a word for amateurs. you gotta drink to dull your fear. What if there's nothing else you can do? Down at the bottom of the ocean floor, what you gonna lose now? How you gonna fall? No one else hears your silent call. No one else you got, no one else at all. Stuff your trouble in a silver box while you hold the lid. I'll turn the lock. Take you down to the river, throw it far, throw it out. Hold my hand on a slippery dock. What you gonna turn to? Who you gonna love? How you gonna get to the place you want? What if you can't quite figure it out? Aren't you done sobbing? Can't you just cry? Why you gotta suffer all alone each night? Won't you let me take you for a ride? Someday you're gonna let someone inside. Stop.
sun like they were before.
Ladies and gentlemen, Song Street Productions is proud to present, live at the Somerville Theater, Don White!
This is a song about where I'm from. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're a folk singer, you have to write about where you're from. It's one of the rules. This is a song in the tradition of the green, green grass of home and the great rolling hills of West Virginia. My contribution to this acoustic genre is entitled I'm From Lynn, What Can I Say? When you write a song about Lynn, it's important to use a three-chord primal rock and roll progression. That's to stimulate the latent barbarian in the audience. And glancing around here this evening, I see some barbarians a little bit more latent than others. But due to the satanical nature of the chord progression, it's entirely possible that we could be ripping off our clothes and doing the folk lumbata here tonight. Again, I can't see very well, but what I can see makes me a little frightened by that thought. In the city of Lynn, home of the first turbine engine, and as if that wasn't enough, it is also the home of Marshmallow Fluff. Hey, I bet you didn't know that. You can travel the whole country, you'll never find a bigger fluff factory. I'm from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn just act this way. I don't talk slick like I'm from Nahant. Oh, what is in the hand, you might ask? Well, it's a little island full of incredibly wealthy people that must have done something evil in some other life because God has cursed them and put them on this little island where they can't go anywhere without driving directly through Lynn. I feel so bad for them. I'm the son of a 30-year GE man, Lord Almighty, what can I say? People from Lynn just act this way. We know three chords, get used to them. We're not afraid to play them over and 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 over. I used to hang around at Barry Park. That is illegal after it gets dark. I would stand on the bleachers where things got smoked and beer got chug-a-lugged, bottles got broke. Later in the evening when the police come, 27 juveniles are on the run, that's right. Juveniles are running every way you see, jumping over fences, climbing in trees, but you're too loaded to get away. Your name is in the paper on the very next day. Your mother and your father just can't believe you would publicly humiliate the family, yeah. You say, Ma, I'm from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn act this way, don't talk slick, that's what I said. I'm not from Swampscott, Marblehead, Lord Almighty, what can I say? People from Lynn act this way. Corner of every street, somebody's cooking something greasy to eat. Deep fat is frying everywhere you look. The town is bound for the record books. It's a million sub shops open all night long. A socio-intestinal phenomenon. Yeah. You want to sing that? That'd be really good. Let's try it. A socio-intestinal phenomenon. It's a socio-intestinal phenomenon. It's a socio-intestinal phenomenon. You people are ridiculous! I I'm from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn just eat this way. There's no room in my stomach for French cuisine. Give me a bag of cheese curls and a submarine. Julia Chow, get out of my face. I'm from Lynn, what can I say? I want a steak bomb, extra cholesterol. Cook it up, Greasy George. Everybody owns a sub shop in Lynn is always named George. Ah! That's funny, isn't it? If you've ever been to Lynn or Chelsea or Revere or our sister city in the metropolitan region, which you know is Somerville. If you go to any of these cities, any of our sister cities, and you go up to a place that says House of Pizza on the front, inevitably inside you will find four guys in red and white striped shirts who through eons of genetic mutation have been able to maintain a 5 o'clock shadow 24 hours a day. And somehow they're all named George, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. I'm gonna get back to the song now. Ago. I did not know where I was gonna go. There was 10 people leaning up against a bar and gorilla. It's 10 years later, they're leaning there still. Half of my friends who are not on the street are dead in jail. Oh, Jesus freaks. And they're annoying me. Well, I am from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn act this way. I don't talk slick, that's what I said. They won't even let me into Marblehead. They're afraid I'll steal something there. They're probably right. Don't be staring at me that way. I'm from Lynn, what can I say? Thank you.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I used to think I was a jumping jack flash. I used to get me when I'm old and wizened, and not a day before that. The devil says, honey, it won't be that long. Besides, I like to see a little more fat. Yeah, I like to see a little more fat. You know, I like to see a little more fat.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warmth himself, Don Rickles.
Nice to see you in a red shirt, right in the front. That's class. I never entertained a Mountie. $40 million Americans, I gotta get a dummy Mountie right here in the front. Hello, dummy. Yeah. And he waved to me yet. I said, hello, dummy. And he went, he knows me. I'm a Mountie. Nice night, huh? I was upstairs laying on the bed thinking about the moves I was gonna make with the wife. She was in the other room with a Pepsi bottle going, wah, 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 wah. Weirdo, weirdo, shakes Pepsi bottles to get me in heat. Get horny when you're up here, you know what I mean? Mexicans, you never fool around with the wife, right? You're too busy laying on the floor fixing the mud so it don't cave in. They never fool with the wives, the Mexicans. They're walking around the house going, turn on the television. Turn on the television. But if it weren't for you people, we'd never have filth. Which is a good word, filth. No, I kid. Henry, you're a wonderful Mexican, really. I'm a Jew and you're a Mexican, and I say this from my heart. A Negro can move in my neighborhood. You can't. Don't make it a rally, you dummy broad. What the hell's the matter with you? You want the Mexican to come over to your table and get the runs? It's only a joke, Mexican. You're the chosen people. We're wrong. Look at the size of him, lady. He just lays on you and you die. Look at this. The lady went, what, the Mexican lay on me? Anyway, gang, the old Jewish lady got in heat when she heard the fat Mexican was going to lay on her. Anyway, gang, the hell do you think's gonna happen? You won't have any kids, a taco falls out. don't you find this funny, Mexican? Or do you want to go back to your old job in the arena? Get your pillows, get your pillows. Found them in Tijuana on the border, remember? Walking around with the kale pectate running out of the underwear? Tacalelo, maquila, calelo. Tacalelo, maquila, calelo. They drink that water, you know, they get the runs, and we use them for the highways to make the white lines. I'm a Jew with a chosen people. We don't have to do nothing. Pick up a couple of dollars and phone God. Hello, God. Jews, you gotta be like the Jews. Just sit in the house in the living room in your underwear. Put on the TV, Shirley. Bah. That's all Jews do. Sit in the underwear, belch, and watch TV. The Irish guys are staggering around. The color guys are going, glory, glory, hallelujah. And the Mexicans, I'm going to the toilet. I don't care what the color guys do. And the queers are going, let's go in the park and have a love out. These are the jokes, lady. If you're waiting for Billy Graham to come in here, forget about it. At the finish, I give out dirty pamphlets. You gotta be a Jew, lady. You're the only one with a stole on, and it's 105 in here, for crying out loud. You're either a Jew or an old beaver in heat. Is she laughing? Take a look. Ah, it doesn't matter. No, I kid you, dear. You got to enjoy. She's got the turban over her head. Good luck to you. Masali mahali kamalama. Means I want to wish you camel rash all over your stomach. My luck, it'll be an Arab broad. That's a good one, eh, Nazi? Arab broad picking off a Jew? You can always tell the German guy. The one here with the boil. All the Germans have boils and they all walk like this, like the Polacks. Like they got timber in their crutch. Me Polak push car for Jew and get quarter. While Jew makes Polak run up and down street and give him heat for apartment house. Anyway, folks, we enjoy though. We kid around, right? It's ridiculous. With bigotry, with the Negroes, with summer, with race riots. It's idiotic. I mean that. Didn't recognize the Negro gentleman in the back. How are you, baby? As far as I'm concerned, sit up front, make trouble. Anyway, gang, that is a Negro guy, isn't it? Because the way things are, nobody wants to say what they are today. It's the truth. You walk up to the average Negro with all the bigots around you and say, are you a Negro? No, Mr. Rickles, I am a calypso singer. I come from St. Thomas. My name is Leroy. This is my brother Harvey. Harvey, say hello to Mr. Rickles. Oh, hello there, your mother. Kiss my bongo drums. Ever since the war, they don't say they're Negroes. Hawaiians. Anyway, gang, And then you see him in Wacky Key Beach. Oh, this mother's surfboard isn't riding right. I tell you, folks. I say this from my heart. Being a Jew, anybody coming towards me? Being a Jew, what, so what? We were the chosen people, right? We've had a few bum breaks, you have to admit that. How could you blow Christmas? Now, that's ridiculous. Three wise men, right? Walking along. Irving, what do you think? I don't know. We'll keep walking. Maybe we'll make a left or a right. And if we make a right, we'll take a screwing and wind up with Hanukkah. Which is like your Christmas, only we don't have a tree in the living room. We're not dummies. We have it in the forest where it belongs. You have big trees in the living room with stockings hanging up with candy in it. That's filthy, filthy, right, Mexican? You put candy in a stocking that you wear? Am I right or wrong? Mexican, you're right. They don't know what the hell's going on. Then they wonder why they're porters. Anyway, gang, that's my kind of broad. Tall broad. Get her a basketball. Let her dribble around for a half hour. Love a tall broad. They're wild, the tall broads. Yeah, put all kinds of little psychedelic crap on their body, and they just stand there wiggling, and you go, go, Cobra, go. I kid you. How tall are you, dear? 5'10". That's the type of broad boy. You get a pick and you yodel. Is that your husband? They always marry dwarfs, those kind of broads, right? The wife is like 6'8", and the husband's like, hi, I have rickets. Nah, you're okay. How long you married, dear? Check with your husband. Oh, wait. This isn't charades. Give me a hint. 5 years. You got any kids? How many? One kid. Don't you fool around at all? Go crazy. Do what I do. You know, take your best shot. Put the wife in the closet and yell Marine Raiders. I do that every night. Put on the helmet. Last night it was wild. She was Bat Lady and I was the cave. It's wild, wild. Wake up in the morning and find spring marks on your ass. Anyway, gang. That's right, lady. You heard it. What the hell do you think you're going to see here? High mass? Woman's looking at me like I'm gonna bless the room. This is it for a finish. I drop my pants, unscrew my navel, and an organ starts to play. That was a good one, huh, queer? Anyway, gang, the queer got excited. He's gonna play an organ! Anyway, gang. I'm kidding, are you queer? See what the dummy kid did? No, I'm not queer. I always think I'm a butterfly looking for my cocoon. Anyway, gang. One of the greatest Negroes of our day, Rufus Johnson, said in Augusta, Georgia, run, baby, run! And the Jew behind him, wait a second, I'll sell you a bike. Friends and the queer, catch the Negro, catch the Negro! And the Negro, don't do that, your mother. Anyway, gang, I kid about the Negroes. Be proud of your heritage. We need the Negroes. For what? What the hell do we need the Negroes for? Oh yeah, to have cotton in the drugstore. I say this, gang, you never laugh, do you, queer? You're just sitting there. It's okay, now. How long you married? 4 days. What the hell are you doing here? Get up in the room, work something out, for crying out loud. You can't just sit in the room, kid, with your sneakers on. You gotta do something. 4 days, God bless you. Young Jewish kid, right? Wonderful. If her father-in-law dies, what kind of work you out of? Four days, that's great, boy. What's your last name, kid? Cohen? Jewish, huh? I took a guess. What's your first name? Larry Cohen. Oh, God, what a name to have. And that's the wife, huh? 21? Isn't that great? Big night ahead of you, huh, you son of a gun, you? Huh? Get up in a room, do what I did when I first got married. I was 38. My wife thought it was a Mardi Gras. To me, it was just another mission. But to you, it's kind of exciting, eh? You kiss and you're gonna hug and everything, eh? Did you read the manual? Wear rubber gloves and a mask. And you stay in the toilet and say, next. Give Larry and his wife a drink. Don't drink too much, makes you sluggish, you know what I mean? You get bombed out, it's all over. You don't even know what the hell happened, you know what I mean? Crazy kids. What's your name? Nancy. Oh, Nancy Cohen. That's a nice name. Nancy Cohen. Sounds like a hockey star. Nancy and Larry Cohen. Isn't that nice? They're married 4 days. Give them a nice hand. I think that's very nice. Good luck to you, Larry. It's going to be a hell of a night, Larry. Want me to come up in a room with the baby brownie? I won't make any trouble. I'll just stand in a sink and take wild shots. Get yourself in heat, though, Larry. Make up something. My wife lays in the room every night, goes, "Go, Geronimo, go!" Last night I was Cochise. That was murder. I had to stand on top of the sink in the nude, you hear? In the nude, and she was in the living room with a bell on her tuchus. And she was going, "Wagon train coming through the pass!" And I had to ring the bell. Folks, you had to be there to understand it. The two guys from Boston went, "Well, what does it mean, Harvey, ring the bell?" It's got to be wild, though, Larry. But it's going to be nice. I really mean it. I'll drink to you, really. Isn't that nice? Young kids getting married, that's the way it should be, boy. I mean, you're married a lot of years, right? Sister wife? Oh, I didn't recognize you, Trixie. Anyway, gang. Sheriff, know you're back in action? Do you still do the trick with the horse? Look at this. Nancy's explaining it to Larry.
Let's try the trick with the horse.
Anyway, gang. No, I'm only kidding you, dear. Good luck to you. I remember the old days. By the way, you can pick up the robe Friday. The guy's laughing and she rolled him. Anyway, gang, to all of you, and to Larry and Nancy, I wish you what I have. Happiness and a wonderful woman, really. L'chaim. I think they bought that. My wife, I met her in Philadelphia in front of the Harvey House. Paper! Paper! You know who's here tonight? Don Adams. Real weirdo. Talks into a shoe. I'm gonna put him in a sanitarium. He's starting to get answers. I say it is. Anyway, gang. See, this is a smart outfit. I'll make you feel at home, lady. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. Come in again in your fakakta carnival outfit. 40 million Jews. I got one broad from the roller derby over there. Put a bandana on your tuchus and blow the whistle and start the games. You Mormons never laugh, do you? Just sit there with your pilgrim hat waiting for your duck to die. Hope you go to Utah and suck salt. I say this, gang. Sucking salt, that's a colored dance team. The color guy went, I never heard of sucking salt. Heard of the Nicholas Brothers, but never sucking salt. It's true. Why do I make fun of the Negroes? Because I'm not one of them. But I say this, gang. See any color guys coming towards me? If you see teeth, it's not an ivory hunt. Go into glory, glory, hallelujah, open up a bucket of watermelon and hope to hell we don't get picked off. I say this, though, gang. Don't scratch, sir. It clears right up. There's a new thing out called soap and water. I got some yo-yo here with a fungus. The greatest thing... You're a Jewish guy. You can always tell. Bald, heavy-set, and a hook nose that's sucking up his lip. You're either a Jewish guy or a Zeppelin, I'll tell you that right now. Want to put Goodyear on your ass, a cord in your navel, and hope you take off. I'll tell you this. I'll be with you in a minute, lady. Chapter 9 from the 5th Psalm. The Mormon broad thinks it's a Pillsbury bake-off. God put us on this earth to laugh. Am I right? He made you a Lebanese. He made me a Jew. So what? We are people working for tolerance. What's your first name? Muhammad? What's your first name? Habib. You put that on you when you have your dinner? Look at this. He gave himself a name. Habib. My name's Dada. How the hell did you get in the front? Look at the way they put him. He could pick me off in 5 minutes. Right in the front, I got a fakakta Arab over here, a boozed up gypsy brought over there, 3 kids in heat over here, a German pain in the ass over here, 2 Japs that passed away, trick-or-treat Harvey with the turtleneck sweater, Ma Fricket sitting over there waiting for the Pillsbury bake-off, the Spanish guy planning to attack the Mexican, and 2 Polacks on the end waiting for their truck to be fixed. And the bald-headed guy going out with the nurse. I gotta get a table and sit out there and hear this. I say this, folks. Murder. Gotta laugh about people, Habiba. I've met you before, haven't I? That's right, you hung my uncle. Anyway, gang. I knew I remember. Where'd I meet you, Habib? Lake Tahoe, that's you. Barbara was pregnant. Are you the guy that made my wife pregnant? How do you like that? My kid's an Arab. No wonder he walks around the house all day now. Samala, Samala. Nah, it doesn't matter. Good to see you, Habib. God bless you. And I say this from my heart. We're gonna get every one of you. Gonna have rope burns on your tuchus when we get through with you. All you had to say is we give up. No, you had to make a big stink. Nah, it's okay, Habib. We worked for one cause. God said to me last night, as a matter of fact. That's right. Tall, blonde guy with a big G on the pocket with a stick and some shape. If that's not him, there's a real weirdo fooling with the wife every night. Every night I come in the bedroom, I see a guy with a stick and some shape. Who are you, fella? God, I'm fooling with the wife. Oh, okay. I'll wait in the toilet till you bless me. The Jewish guy's laughing and the Gentile took his wallet. You gotta know people, boy. Enjoy them. To all of you, my friends, and to you, Habib, as we say in Arabic, Shemahali Masahmala Kumanahakana Shemilekane Wahana, which means you'll pass away Friday. Ah, you're all right. I want him executed at the end of the show and have the colored kid do it. Color guy, that's right. I want to shoot that mother. We don't get a break of knocking off anybody. To the Negro guy, God bless. Have a good summer. They're not going to bother my house, boy. I'm going to have a big mezuzah outside with a big sign. Come on in, plenty of grits. Laugh about it. Isn't that great, Habib, that we can... This is what's beautiful. Here's an Arab gentleman right in the front, and this is America, and I am a Jew. And this I say from my heart. Here's an Arabic man, and we are Jews, and they make wars and trouble. We are a nation working for tolerance and warmth, and that's Americana. And you, an Arab, sits in front of the Jew, and I say this from my heart.